Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. I finally got my cigarette smoking under control after decades of a pack a day, when I realized that for me, it was not a matter of addiction, but of habit. Now, I'm speaking here only for myself. I'm not preaching. I'm just remembering something that I experienced. A few times, by accident, I was deprived of cigarettes for a substantial period of time, and nothing bad happened, physically. I kept reaching to the pocket where I kept them, kept snapping open the lighter, but for me, the internal craving was far less than the pull of accustomed things to do with my hands when the coffee was served or the meal was over or, well, you know. Treating it as a bad habit allowed me to get the upper hand and quit. Similarly, there have been times in my life when over a period of time I was consuming far too much alcohol. Again, when circumstances showed me I could abstain without any physical consequences and I decided I was dealing with habit, a ritual, really, performed only before, during, and after meals, and before bedtime, for ever more extended periods of time before and after, and then the time in between as well. Well, I was able to get it under control without severe consequences in my life. Again, I'm not recommending this to anyone. I'm just saying it worked out for me. Now it seems something very much like that is happening to our entire society because of the pandemic. The accident that deprives us of some things we assumed were essential to our lives and now are looking sort of silly. Because of the restrictions required by public health, more and more people are discovering more and more things that are not in fact essential to their well-being, but are simply bad habits. Here are some of them. Professional sports. Spending a day and a small fortune to struggle through traffic to assemble in a huge arena to watch, often from an altitude of 100 feet or more, millionaire athletes play with a ball. Like lemmings cut from the herd, more and more people are shaking their heads and saying, wait, what? Why were we doing that again? And then professional sports on TV. The players are interchangeable. The teams in their home cities are interchangeable. Even the sports are interchangeable. And the interminable interviews with 20-somethings spewing Yoda-like observations about sports and life. Yeah, they really came to play today. Why were we doing that again? Ticket sales and TV ratings for professional sports were sinking fast before the coronavirus even arrived. Going out to dinner, dressing up, fighting traffic, finding a place to park, standing in line, being seated next to the swinging doors to the kitchen. Wouldn't it be just as much fun to sit around the dining room table at home and burn $100 bills? Going to bars, crowding into a bar to drink and mate, listening to music on speakers set to stun, shouting lame pickup lines into indifferent faces, performing sweaty dances designed to imitate sex at the risk of DUIs and STDs. Well, that was for many of us for a very long time the very essence of fun. Some of us grew out of it, some of us were stopped dead when the pandemic closed the bars. And many of us now look at that behavior and say, what? Going to business meetings, crowding into conference rooms to make absolutely sure that no one gets anything done in the office for the next 2 hours. Or traveling business class to distant cities to spend hours crowded into conference rooms, listening to anesthetic PowerPoint presentations. One commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan fumed that having his staff officers use PowerPoint in briefings was the equivalent of giving the enemy 2 extra divisions of troops. All of this stuff is essential to the way we do business, except the virus shut all that down and no one missed it. Shall we go back to doing it again? Why? There are other things. The Sunday drive to nowhere, the all-you-can-eat-and-drink cruise vacation, the vacation itself. What the hell does it mean to vacate? The list goes on of things that once were as reflexive to us as smoking once was to me. Practices that we have been knocked out of by the pandemic and that now stand revealed not as things essential to us, but rather odd, compulsive habits that no one needs. And if in substantial numbers we do not go back to them, why, that will guarantee the almost immediate collapse of what's left of the economy. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.